For decades, the U.S. Army has provided military advisors to work with allies around the world. That need has grown lately, so now the Army is creating units with thousands of soldiers whose training and mission is specifically to serve as advisors. Jay Price of member station WUNC reports from Fort Polk, Louisiana, where the first of the new advisor brigades trained for a spring deployment to Afghanistan.
The Army is weaponizing chit-chat, and on a massive scale. It's night, and Major Jason Moncuse is sitting at a table in a makeshift headquarters with an Afghan actor playing the role of a commander from his nation's army.
Oh, you submitted a tourist visa, is that what that is?
Moncuse and his team are part of the first of the Army's new brigades of military advisors. They share an interest in working with troops from other cultures.
You get to learn what they're doing. You get to interact with your counterparts on a daily basis, and you can actually see changes.
The new advisor unit is called the 1st Security Force Assistance Brigade, or SFAB. It's only a few months old. The Army built it mainly with volunteers, most of them combat veterans, and many with past experience as advisors. They were essentially hand-picked. Colonel Scott Jackson commands the new unit.
Personality characteristics of empathy, flexibility, and patience. That's kind of built into this organization by the age of the people we hire, largely.
Major Moncuse, for example, is a company commander. That's usually a job for captains, one rank lower. In the SFAB, many roles are performed by someone with a rank higher than normal or with enough experience to be promoted. And there are no junior enlisted soldiers, only sergeants and above. Jackson says that's by design.
I'm 5 years older than the average brigade commander because I've already done it. Battalion commanders are all at least 3 years older than the average battalion commander. The NCOs are all older than the average NCO. So with that comes better judgment, better maturity, more patience, and we go from there.
And they're looking for something else that's just as crucial.
We look for people who are comfortable with being uncomfortable, and you got to be willing to work within a culture that's not your own.
Jackson's brigade is based at Fort Benning, Georgia, and has more than 500 soldiers. A second brigade is forming at Fort Bragg in North Carolina, and four more are planned. They're getting special foreign language training and learning to work with foreign weapons. Standard infantry units perform most of this role now, but the Pentagon wants to rely less on that. It takes them out of their normal cycle of training, deploying, and rebuilding for the next mission, and also puts units and soldiers into roles they might not want or be suited for.
Can I borrow you for a second?
Jackson reaches for my hand and holds it fondly as we talk and squeezes.
I'll look up to somebody who's coming, wants to come to the organization, I'll just grab their hand and I'll start talking to them. If a soldier's like, can't deal with that, that's a vital part of Middle Eastern culture. And that means he's your friend.
When they were planning the new SFABs, Army leaders consulted with former advisors all the way back to the Vietnam era and were told it was crucial to pick not just soldiers who were expert at their jobs, but who also were interested in working with those from another culture.
Is there a way to get a medevac?
The exercises here at Fort Polk start with relationship building and move on to planning a mission together, as Moncuse was doing with the Afghan role player. Then the teams move out. The Afghan soldiers with their American advisors enter a village populated by more role players. There's a tiny market and even live goats.
Very good. How are you?
The freshly minted advisors, like Major Moncuse and others training here, are hoping that forming cross-cultural relationships will help things go right more often in Afghanistan.
You see that rapport building. You see them doing things that they weren't doing before, and it's a satisfying experience.
And the advisors are hoping that rapport will also help when things don't go well. In this exercise, they get caught up in an ambush. It underlines why they've also been brushing up on their combat skills. Because even if they are empathetic and culturally sensitive, the advisors are still soldiers. For NPR News, I'm Jay Price in Fort Polk, Louisiana.